How's your butt doing?
Okay, so if you are not a ticket listener, just go ahead and
if you stop. Are a ticket listener, then you've already heard this story?
Well, you've heard part of the story.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay, so if you are not a ticket listener, just, you know, feel free to stop right now, unless, you know, you like scatological things. So I did talk about this. Well, I talked about this a long time ago on the Hardline.
Okay.
The genesis of this whole thing. And then about a couple weeks ago, I filled in on the Normandy invasion. I did a couple shows with Donovan.
Which was great. You and Donnie have some chemistry.
Yeah, Donnie. I mean, Donnie can work with anybody. Donnie's such a sweet guy. But
was Julie there?
Yeah, but she doesn't want to talk to me.
Why?
I don't know. I offended her at some point. We have mended fences.
Uh-huh.
We have made the peace, but every time I'm on, she just turns her mic off and she doesn't participate. So I don't know.
I think she's afraid.
Maybe. I think she has a love-hate relationship with me.
She's afraid.
Or maybe just a hate relationship.
But man, she's very good at what she does.
Yeah, she's great. She won the bracket.
She won for a reason. She's the best new ticket addition.
Yes. So I talked about this on the second day because I didn't want to offend or get
you,
it out
you,
there on the
you
first
basically
day.
Didn't want a phone call after the first day that's like, okay, Dave, you can't.
Yeah,
come
you can't
back.
You can't come back tomorrow.
This is not shock time radio. Yeah.
So I talked about it on the second day. Okay. So to rewind, going back to the early aughts and the original time that I talked about this on the ticket, if you remember, I think it was 2007. I was training for the White Rock Marathon. This is back when
that was my time machine.
This is back when I was quite a bit lighter and my knees were a little springier. And I had it in my head that, you know what, before I die, I want to run a marathon.
Yeah, you were high kicking.
Yeah. And so I was doing training runs through a local running shop, right? Mm-hmm. And so you had your schedule of what you would do during the week, and then the whole group would meet up on Saturdays and we would do a training run. And every time you go a little bit further.
Sure.
You know how marathon training works.
Were y'all getting up to about 18?
Right. I think the longest training run was 20.
Oh, y'all got to a 20 before
I think we
the
got
race.
To a 20.
That's
yeah.
big.
And so there's, I don't know if you've ever encountered this.
Okay.
Have you ever encountered the phenomenon of runner's trots?
What do you mean by that?
So when you're out on the course and you are drinking, you know, the Powerade or the Gatorade
mm-hmm.
that they leave out on the course that's in those coolers that they never clean.
Sure.
And it's made with like hose water.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't agree with your system.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It is a very common thing.
Yes.
Has not happened to me. Has happened to many of my friends.
Yes. So you will often see, like if you watch like a big race, like the Boston Marathon or something, sometimes you will see runners and they have like doo-doo running down the back of their legs.
You're out there for a long time.
Yeah.
Also, you see people during the race jet off to the woods.
Right.
And you're like, what are they doing? That's what they're doing.
Yes.
Because something has hit them. They need to take care of this very quickly and get back to what they're doing.
Yeah, because they'll put some porta potties on the course, but they're not necessarily where you need them to be.
Yeah, and this is a 3-4 hour situation here.
Yeah.
Things can happen.
Yeah, so runner's trots, you get the idea. Mm-hmm. And so I had read, or somebody had told me, that, you know, if this is a problem, that before you do a long training run, just take a Pepto chewable. Just
to kind of block you
up. Yeah, to kind of gum things up And that way you won't be hit while you're on your training run.
I don't think that that's a good idea.
No, it turns out it wasn't, because I was in the habit of doing that.
Oh, you did it a few times.
Yeah, I did it a few times on the longer runs to make sure that I didn't have to run into the woods.
Well, did you ever have to run into the woods? That made you decide to take the chewable?
I think I had some close calls.
Okay.
I don't think I ever messed myself on a run.
Oh, so trying to make sure this doesn't happen. Okay, that's a weird move, Dave.
Yeah, I was being preventative. Mm-hmm. And so...
How are your nipples doing?
I did have to Band-Aid my nipples.
That is a known thing. You have to do that because it will bleed.
Yeah, you don't want like stigmata on your shirt.
It will bleed. There's no doubt about that. But go ahead.
So I did the chewables, the Pepto chewables, a couple of training runs, and it worked too well to the point where I was blocked up and had to work a little too hard in the doo-doo room. Mm-hmm. And if you push too hard, sometimes you can pop some things down there.
What you popping, bro?
So I ended up with a what in ticket parlance became known as the grape cluster.
Yes.
I had a horrible case of hemorrhoids.
Oh, I know the beginnings of this story.
Yeah. So I had them minor cases, you know, throughout my life, but nothing major. But this was a major case to the point where I had to go to the doctor.
So you've had a hemorrhoid before?
Yes.
Like as a younger person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly just because of poor diet.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That will, okay.
Yeah. Or not enough fiber, you know, if you don't get enough fiber.
Then you'll... Well, go ahead. What were you saying?
So I had to go to the doctor, and as I told on the hard line, the guy was like, yeah, we need to get those out of there. And so...
And to anyone that doesn't know, this is the most listened to station in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, this was the afternoon drive show.
To the most...
Probably, I think we talked about it like at 6 p.m., like the most listened to time.
The most listened to time while people are driving home on the most popular station in town.
And I mean, I don't think people were eating dinner.
So you're providing this story to Dallas.
Yes. So...
You're a brave human being.
I know. So the doctor that I went to, you know, colorectal specialist... He was like, "Yeah, those have got to come out," and I thought that he was gonna have me like, you know, make.
They have to come out. Like, what do you mean?
Well, I thought he was gonna make me come back for surgery or something.
Uh huh.
And I was like, "Okay, well, so do I need to make an appointment?" He's like, "No, let's just do it now." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And so he had me, you know, drop my pants. He put like a...
Before COVID balls out.
Yeah, he put like a piece of butcher paper over my bottom.
Okay.
And, or like, you know, it was like, kind of like the tablecloth, like the crepe paper tablecloth at a kid's birthday party.
Well, you can do crayons.
Yeah.
How's your butt maintenance?
Then?
Well, now and then.
I don't know.
Like, is there a lot of shaving involved?
Or? No, no.
You just let things go.
At that time, it was maybe a little more of a jungle than it is now. I don't know.
You do know what I'm asking.
Yeah, I know. and so he tore a little hole in the crepe paper.
Uh-huh, sure.
A little access hole.
A little access hole.
And then he calls in a female staffer.
Assistant.
An assistant. And so her job was to spread my cheeks apart.
That's her job.
That was her job. Her mm-hmm. only job was to keep my cheeks apart. And so he gave me some local anesthetic and just took a scalpel and went to town. Just chopped things off.
Do you think she told that story later on?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. She has probably been scarred for life, and she told that story many times.
Did you feel better after? Like, so this set you free. You were fine.
I mean, it gave me temporary relief, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Is that...
So is this like you're having trouble sitting down?
No, it's more just it makes going potty really uncomfortable and borderline impossible.
Okay, so it's not a hemorrhoid thing that you can't, like, sitting is like, ouch.
No, I didn't have to sit on, like, the donut cushion or anything.
Okay,
like that.
Just, I'm asking.
Yeah, and so, but his hack job on my bunghole.
On your cluster.
Yeah, my cluster, ended up, you know, while it gave me temporary relief, it ended up over the course of time making things down there just even worse.
Okay.
Because over time things came back, hemorrhoids came back, but there was also like scar tissue and, you know, just deflated grapes.
Sensitive areas.
And so it ended, you know, okay, here. Let me again.
Paint a picture.
Press stop if this is making you uncomfortable.
No, I'm into, you won't believe how much I'm into this. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know how, like, when you're a kid and you get the Play-Doh set?
Yes.
And you cram the Play-Doh into the thing, and you have the handle that you push down, and
sure.
And then it has like the different, like the star or the tube or
the swirly thing.
Yeah, the swirly thing. You have the different,
it's satisfying.
You have the different holes that the Play-Doh can come out when you squeeze the handle.
It's like making pasta.
Right. Well, when you have a deflated and reinflated grape cluster.
A deflated one can reinflate?
Evidently.
Okay.
In my case, yes. It comes out like a funnel cake. You know, like when you're at the state fair and
yeah.
They squirt the funnel cake into the hot oil.
What comes out like a funnel cake?
The dadoo.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant the... Okay,
like most people, like here, I'm looking at you through what most people have. Look at me.
Oh, I'm seeing you. Yes.
Yeah. Like that's what most people are dealing with.
Okay.
But imagine, like...
Yeah, now you have an apparatus. Like, yeah, they're making a different shape.
Yeah, that it's forcing the dodo out in all different directions.
Sure. Sure.
And so it got to the point where
it's more of like a cake decorator.
Yes.
I'm just trying to make things nicer.
Yes. So I got tired of decorating cakes.
Yes.
And I was just, you know, I never felt clean.
Sure.
I never felt like a human. I just felt like a disgusting grape cluster doo-doo man. And so I finally was like, you know what? As we got to towards the end of COVID, and I knew that, vaccines were coming, that I need to take this time while mm-hmm. I'm homebound and have time to recover. I need to just go ahead and get real surgery.
Take care of your butt.
Yeah. And so I went to a different doctor.
Different doctor.
And made an appointment to go to an actual surgery center where they put me under. And the last thing I remember is they put me under.
Uh-huh.
They were like, okay, you know, because they roll me in on the gurney. And they're like, okay, roll over, you know, face down. And it's like,
Is it because Willow looked upset?
Yeah. No, you know, like those wedges
mm-hmm.
that they sell for lovemaking?
Yeah.
it was basically, there was like a triangle. There was a wedge on the operating table. So I had to roll over on my stomach onto this wedge. So my butt was up in the air.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
And so...
You were presenting.
Yeah, I was presenting. And so they administer the anesthesia and I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then next thing I know, I'm in the recovery room and grape cluster gone.
Did they show it to you?
No.
Do you have it now?
They made it into a paperweight. One of those glass paperweights.
Yeah,
that you would get like a scorpion in it. But it's my hemorrhoids.
That's what I mean. What is that stuff called?
Amber? Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So yes. You have it.
No, I don't.
You don't have your cluster?
No. It's in a biohazard bag somewhere.
I would have loved it on when you were with Donnie if you would have given him, and this is for you.
I did order him some Metamucil biscuits.
Oh.
Because that's my new regimen.
Well, you guys all talk about that a lot. It's
I know.
Really weird.
Well, because I don't like the chalky Metamucil that you mix into the drink. And so I prefer the Metamucil biscuits.
Well, why are you doing that?
Because I need to make sure that they never come back again.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. That the psyllium fiber in the Metamucil is magic. And it makes things work better. And it makes sure that, you know, the evil grapes don't come back again.
The evil grapes.
But so I get this surgery on a Friday.
Okay, yes.
And it's Sunday. And you were there, correct?
Yes.
At our friend Craig's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I
remember.
Were we watching the Final Four or something? We were
watching something that we were not watching.
Yeah, there was something on the TV. There was some excuse for us. You know, we were mid-vax.
North Texas game.
Oh, yeah. North Texas was playing in the tournament. That's
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when they got
beat by Purdue. They beat Purdue when they got destroyed by Villanova.
Yeah,
that's what
I watched 1 minute of that game.
So it was an excuse for us to get together, and we were all, you know, in mid-vax, so we felt somewhat safe to be around one another.
Well, we've all been with each other.
Yeah, we it's our little pod. It's our, you know,
there's about convenient seven excuse. Of us, our little Matt's crew, and
yeah,
we've been with each other since the beginning.
And so it was Sunday, and I had not had a successful movement since the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was starting to get a little worried. And so
why were you getting worried?
Because I didn't want it to go like 3-4 days and build up pressure and feel like things were going to break down there.
Mm-hmm. And our friend from DC, our Jeff. Friend Jeff is staying with Craig.
Yes.
And so he's in from out of town.
Yes. And he's staying in Craig's guest room.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Which is immaculate.
Yes.
Because Craig is weird.
So, I can't believe I'm telling all this. So...
If you decide to 2 days from now for me to take this out, I will. But this is a good story.
Yeah.
Everyone is on the edge of their seats right now.
So, we're all hanging out. And so before we went over there,
mm-hmm.
I did a packet of Miralax.
Why would you do that?
Well, because on the package, it says that, you know, it produces a movement within 12 to 24 hours.
Well, did your doctor tell you to do this?
Yes. Yeah, okay. They said, you know, if you need some assistance, it's okay to take, you know, once a day, a Miralax packet.
Okay.
So I took it like 30 minutes before we went to Craig's. And so we're all hanging out.
Yes.
And it's maybe 90 minutes, 2 hours into our little hangout at Craig's, and I start to feel some rumbling.
Mm-hmm. Which me and you are in two different spots at this point, because I am so happy that Craig's dad has found Amstel Light in Dallas again.
Yes.
So I'm out there just having the time of my life.
Yes. Meanwhile, I sneak off upstairs to the guest bathroom
mm-hmm.
and proceed to destroy it.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I thought everything was fine. I thought everything was done.
And like, what do you mean by that?
Like, I thought the act was over. I thought the act was over. I thought that the bowels were empty.
Okay. That's fine.
And so I stood up.
Yes.
And they weren't. And so I had to quickly.
This was not the curtain call.
Yes. And I had to quickly sit back down. But. In the meantime, blood got everywhere.
It certainly did.
Yeah, it got on my pants.
Yeah, the look on your face when you got downstairs was just like...
It got on my pants. It got on the rug.
Mm-hmm.
It got on the floor. It got on the toilet.
Yeah.
And so I did my best to clean myself and the crime scene up.
Which we found out, if Dave ever does kill somebody, you will be arrested.
I will definitely
instantly.
Leave evidence. Yes, because
you're not very good at cleaning a crime scene.
No, because Jeff sent a picture of blood droplets.
Oh, Jesus.
It was like, yeah, you didn't clean it all the way up. But yeah, so I tried to clean the rug and I got a lot of it out, but then I tried to sneak it down into Craig's laundry room.
But we're all in the kitchen.
But everybody's in the kitchen talking. So I finally just had to fess up and I was just like, things went really wrong up there and, here's the rug and can I just put it in the washer?
And yeah.
He was like, sure.
And you made a line to the washer and I'm like, no. And Craig goes, I'll just throw the washer away.
Yeah. Well, he didn't throw the washer away, but he did throw the rug away.
Yeah, of course. The thing is dead to the... There's no fixing
it. Yeah.
Oh, man. But you feel better now.
Yeah, dude. I am 1,000% better.
That is so great.
I am not... I'm not 100%. You know, I still have...
What does that mean, you're not 100%?
Well, there's still stitches that have yet to dissolve down there.
Isn't it amazing these days that stitches dissolve?
I know. Yeah, I don't have to go in and
have them like pluck a stitch out from your butt.
But yeah, I feel amazing. I feel so much better. I feel like a real boy again.
While they're doing that, do they do you a solid and kind of wax your area a little bit?
I don't know if they had to shave me down there because, you know, that's standard procedure for surgery is they have to shave, right? They shave the area. So maybe they did. I don't know.
You can't tell if it's like super clean down there.
No.
Uh-huh.
I did ask if they would give me the extra stitch. You know.
Yeah, I know. That would have been my first question, would have been the wax thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you're down there, let's just make sure T's clean everywhere.
Right. Maybe a little electrolysis while mm-hmm. you're at it.
I mean, it's once a month anyway, but while you're knocked out, would even be better.
Yeah, like if you just have your wax girl come up there mm-hmm. and do it while you're out.
While I'm out.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's the story about my butt.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You should not be sorry. This is the kind of information people need.
Yeah, well, the moral of the story is don't abuse Pepto-Chewables and take daily fiber supplements to preserve your bottom.
Yeah, don't
make
do
your
that.
Bottom last a lifetime.
Let things happen naturally. And if you're, look, if something happens on a run, just let it happen.
It's okay.
I know I am not, once again, when I say let it happen, I'm not for the chat on yourself whilst running. Find somewhere to go. Runs are not that important.
Right. But if you're in the Boston Marathon and you're running against Kenyans, you might have to shat yourself.
No. Go somewhere. Runs are not that important. Do you remember last year? Remember the guy that won the Boston Marathon?
No.
Yeah, no one does. That's what I'm saying. It's not important. What's important is, you know what would be more famous? Is the guy that shat himself. Don't be that guy. Go find a place.
Okay.
And I'm glad we finally got here for our running beer podcast that we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this now is a podcast about music, beer, running, and doo-doo.
Do you want to hear some Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Man, that was a good story, Dave. I know that you're feeling weird about it.
I don't know.
But I just think that you've just helped a lot of people. Because a lot of people, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, if you have bottom problems, don't ignore it. You know, it's embarrassing to go to a butt specialist.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you, I feel so much better about myself.
And your butt.
And my butt, yes. It's important to feel good about your butt. Love your butt. Take care of your butt.
Love your butt. Go on and love your butt. Go and love your butt. And love your butt. And play some Pet Shop Boys. Mm.